You've already turned down one seemingly well-intended girl tonight. And really, what are you so scared about? You're stuck in an unknown land without any information or tools at your disposal. What else can you rely on but the kindness of strangers? If she's willing to take a risk to help you, then the least you can do is give her the same benefit of the doubt. You may not receive such chances again.
You accept? Perfect. Well then, let's get you up to my room, shall we? Mopping the kitchen can wait until the morning. Mistress never leaves her room during a full moon anyway, so we're practically guaranteed to be left alone for the night. So come on, follow me. Yeah. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. I never get to go out on full moons, so it's kind of awful having to suffer through it all alone. So having you sneak in here is perfectly convenient, you know? Okay, here we are. Kitties first. Come on, don't be shy. In fact, start stripping. Yeah. I'm starting to want to pounce you more with every second. Oh, you look as good as you tasted. Come on, take the rest off. Oh, you're a big guy, aren't you? Did you get excited just by looking at me? Why, thank you. My mistress is very insistent that my outfit meets a minimum standard of sex appeal. It's good to know that it's working. You want to see my little kitty titties more, right? Here, let me take my top off for you. Like what you see? Come closer. You can do more than just look. We are going to get to know each other pretty well over the night, so don't be shy. Oh, your touch feels really nice on them. Your hands feel so strong. Oh, I like that. I really like that. Do it again. Yeah. I know I'm not the biggest girl in these woods, but it's the confidence that matters. Yeah. Oh, well. Your mouth feels really great. Put my nipples in your mouth again. Oh, yes. God, that feels great. Hey, can I ask you to stroke my head? Specifically my ears. It makes it hard to think when you're stroking my ears. Oh, that feels really good. Really, really good. Hey, I want to taste you again, so I'm going to suck your cock now. Go ahead and sit on the edge of my bed. I'll just take a pillow and use it to kneel down in front of you. Oh, look at your cock. It looks even bigger close up. Oh, and you're getting even harder. Guessing you like direct girls, huh? Oh, look how much my tail is swishing around. Can you tell how much I'm looking forward to this? Well, bon appetit. Your cock is so good. Has anyone ever told you that your cock is perfect? Your you're so hard. I can feel you throbbing and twitching inside of my mouth. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, this is perfect. It's exactly what I needed tonight. I like my job and I love my mistress. But being stuck inside just masturbating on a full moon is the worst. A big cock like this is exactly what I wanted to play with. I seriously can't get over how good you taste. Is it just the full moon, or do you always taste so incredible? Oh, this is just the beginning, isn't it? I'm gonna make you come in my mouth. How does that sound? I'm not going to stop sucking this perfect dick. Not even when you start to shudder and pulse your heart load into my mouth. I'll keep licking like a bowl full of fresh cream. Yeah. Oh, do you like the sound of that? Do you like knowing that I'm going to suck the cum right out of you? That I'm going to use you to sate my desires? Oh, of course. You get to do the same to me after. Are you close? Don't hold back. We have the whole night together. Come for me. Come into my mouth. Look into my eyes as you come into my mouth. I want to watch you. Yes. Yeah. Please. Give me your cream. Give this good little kitty your cream. Yes. Oh, yes. Come for me. Good boy. Yes. Oh, that's great. Your cum tastes so good. Is there any more for me? Did you like that? Oh, thanks for letting me do that, by the way. You have no idea how badly I've needed a real cock to suck lately. I was sucking your cock like my life depended. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. I mean, I don't physically need it. Although, there are some types of monsters that literally feed on sex. But it just sucks to go without it for me. But hey, we're not here to talk about biology. After all, it's much more fun to find out for yourself, isn't it? Come on, lay down on my bed. You're still hard and I am far from done with you. Here. Let me just take off the rest of these clothes. Feel free to watch. Yeah. Ta-da! All naked, just for you. Yeah. Now, let's just fuck already. We'll start with what I like to call reverse catgirl position. I'll just sit down between your legs, take hold of this nice hard cock, and... Oh, push you inside of me. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, it feels fucking perfect. Oh, feeling this big dick inside of me. Oh, filling me up and... Oh, I'm gonna start riding you. Put your hands on my ass. Squeeze me. Touch me. Yes. Yes. Oh, this is an amazing view of wet. It's not every day you get a grope little cat girl mate's ass as she bounces up and down on your dick, is it? I can feel you thrusting back into me. You feel so good. Oh, yes. Oh, your dick is perfectly filling me. I can't take much more of this. I'm gonna come soon. No, I can feel it. Yeah. Oh, you're close too. Let's share our first orgasm of the night. Come with me. I want you to come inside of me. Come on. Thrust that cock as far inside of me as you can. Fucking grab my hips and hold me as we come together. Feel me grind against you. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly what I needed. I can feel your cum inside of me. It's so warm. Did it feel good? Pumping your sticky cream into this horny little kitty? Great. Then let's do it again. There's no stopping this midnight train. On to round three.
Your feline lover is far more energetic than you gave her credit for. Even with your magically enhanced stamina, you collapse long before she does. You take each other in every position you can think of, losing track of who has done what and how many orgasms you've shared together. The night seems endless, the moon barely moving in the sky until the two of you finally fall into a blissful catnap, resting together until you're ready for the next bout. Well, she isn't the biggest or the strongest monster around, but she would give a hellhound a run for her money when it comes to sheer energy. A very strong showing, if I do say myself, and, for the record, you came inside of her 11 times. You might have lost track, but I certainly didn't. We can drop the pretenses by this point, can't we? We both know that you need more to be fully satisfied. You'll have to do something the teeniest bit cruel to evade this one, but believe me when I say that it will be worth it. Besides, I think you'll find that this next encounter will be a bit different from others, and I have something of a personal investment in the outcome of the next one, so do your best, all right? See you soon.